رو در برمی داره خب دور پیشه میده این که کسی میشن من رو میشن به گویی که دارم ها؟ از کجا به همه من داره میشن تک میده then now I've got the seventh myth then the Rambam writes that's the way the world was running on for a long long time for a few generations until so then I would have said until Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was from Tzavah Alamim. That's the next. Avraham Avinu was from Tzavah Alamim. And then he said, Yitzchak Yishmaitis and Yankif was from Tzavah and Giranosh. That's the Medrash. But Avraham Avinu from Yankif, each one got another mitzvah. And then he writes, and the world is going on like this, with the seven mitzvahs in America, with the three mitzvahs of the Jews, Tachachol 10 mitzvahs for a long time, until, that would have said until, Magad HaKinah, when they were given all of the rest of the days. But that's not exactly the rest of the Marshals. Tomorrow, they will be promised. Some of them will help the Mitzvah show themselves, but in more than the time. So right tomorrow, the rest says, yes, the Yankees should be tomorrow, and then, the Rambam writes all this, and then he writes, and there was more too. He says, in the time they were given a couple of more Mitzvahs. They were given a couple of more Mitzvahs. And he doesn't say what they were. According to Yerushalmi, there's another mitzvah that they were doing. Shiluach Avodim, they were told, they didn't have any Avodim yet, but they were told they have to be Mekabel at this time. If you want to go free, if you want power to set you free, then you have to promise to set free your Avodim Yerushalmi right. And that's based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. It's not based on it, it's based on the Purush. Harati Bishas HaRetzechem B'yom HaSiyos and the Earth is Sain Leymar and the Cape, Seva Sam Tishat HaShasach, it's not until the Seva Shasach. Leza Shapiro, tell me that he thinks that that's perhaps why Parshas Mishpatim begins with the din of Kisik Neved Ivri. Not some coincidence. That was the first Mishpat that the Jewish nation accepted upon themselves. Over and above dinim that the Bnei Noach had, so the first edition of dinim the nation accepted was the din of Shiluach HaKadosh. That's why it's a red on the spot of Mishpatim of Neved Ivri. Kisik Neved Ivri. Pashvi, the answer of Hapshichim. That's the first din that the Yerushalmi court was Tosik in Yimri, that they were Mekabel upon themselves. So again, getting back again to this Meshachachma, I've already said the whole verse. This is a difficult pasuk. Alpi Pshuta is a difficult pasuk, and Alpi Midrash is a difficult pasuk. So Rashi quotes on this pasuk, Vaitzatna b'nei Yisrael, that Tzivor alein lahanigam l'nachas v'viv bolos. So this time, they were appointed as the nahigim of b'nei Yisrael, Moshe and Aaron. So the Meshachachma says, why is it a pasuk of Moshe and Aaron? They were punished for refusing to do the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here he wasn't punished. Why wasn't he punished? One that is that he was punished there also, but the other opinions in the Medrash assume that he was not punished. Now how come here he was not punished? So the Nesha Chochma says that if Parshish Shemaris HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu to do a mitzvah. When you're told and you're requested to do a mitzvah, you should go run and do the mitzvah. Here he was appointed for a position of Sarara, so the Derech Eretz required that you should refuse. At first, he said, I'd like to appoint you the chief rabbi of the world. He said, okay. I'll accept upon myself the obligation. I'll try to fulfill to the best of my ability. What do you mean? You're not supposed to have an ounce of anovit to say no, get someone else. I'm here all the time. I'm not fit for the job. But then I heard it required that you should try to refuse the first few times. As the Gemara says, Mesa Fafn says, the Gemara says, that if they call you up for an aliyah, so then you have to take the aliyah right away. The Gemara says that they give shloshes v'amikatsu yama v'shnas v'shalav. So one of them is that they give you the sefer mikro v'eino korit. If they give you the sefer, they give you an aliyah. They tell you to learn. They give you an aliyah. You don't want to take the aliyah. A lot of people refuse aliyah. It says in the Gemara that that's as good as keep the yom. Mikatsu yama v'shnas v'shalav. But on the other hand, the Gemara says in the office that it's a chalvetshi told in the name of Rav Chaim that I'm in Shulchan Seir. Rav Chaim was the Rav and Bish, so he used to give him the first HaKofa. First they give all the Rabbanim, and then they give all the Kohanim, and then the Bish. He used to give him the first HaKofa. So he would hold on to the Sefer Torah until somebody would ask him to give it to him. He wouldn't surrender the Sefer Torah on his own. But he felt that just like his Mar said, that Mikachi Yom HaShem 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 Then he'll ask him, could you please give me a Sefer? He'll give. But since everybody was embarrassed, he would have offered. And about then, because he held the Sefer Torah, it would often turn out that he held the Sefer Torah for all the seven HaKadosh. So the Balabatim were embarrassed to ask him that they wanted the Sefer Torah. No, he can't do it. So although the Gemara says...
That's a little different, because if they ask for the Torah, you don't want to... If they ask for an Aliyah, you don't want to Aliyah, it's like you're refusing an Aliyah. aspect here is sort of you're giving it to someone else. You're giving someone else a chance to influence it.
No, it's a big extension of it. It's a giant step to appear for the present one. So the Meshech Chacham points out this contrary, that if they call you to do a mitzvah, namely to get an aliyah or something like that, and you don't do it right away, but if they ask you to be the shliach people to dam for an amit, then the Gemara says you have to refuse the first few times, and only after they ask you the third time, then you should go up. Unless the chazan who is dam for an amit now was miskalkul in the middle of the chazarat hashav, but then it says lo yehesar and lo sure, then you should take the gabbai's offer, and then you should go right away. Run quickly to become the shliach tzibur. But otherwise, you should try to refuse. Why? Because the chazan and the dam is not some person who does a mitzvah. He's called the shliach tzibur. That's also a position of trust, as if he's representing the tzibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Derech Eretz requires, that the person should refuse the first few times. So that's why you have to hear Moshe Rabbeinu did right by saying he tries to refuse this tzibur. You're pointing me as a manik ador. He tries to suggest someone else. As Rashi said, that we have a minhag that I'm from Chatzera, and we call up the Chatzera and Chatzera, and we say three times, Amor, Amor, Amor. We say that three times. We say nine times, Amor, Amor. We call him up three times. We said, why? We thought that maybe these aliyahs of Chatzera Chatzera are different from all the aliyahs all year long, so the Gemara has a din that Shmoneh Pesukim Shabbatera on the Chatzera. And the Chatzim Torah. Chatzim Torah is Stamma Mimic. At the beginning of the Gemara, you don't have any Chatzim Torah. The Chatzim Torah, the Gemara says, the one who is Mashlim, the one who gets the last eight Sukkim, Shmonim Sukkim Shabbat Torah, is a special status. Yochet Torah, remember the Basim, remember the Gemara, special thing, Yochet Torah. So there are different Shatim on that Gemara, the Rishayim have different Diyur, Yochet Torah. Rashi places it, another Rishayim, so the Ramor, and the Hilchot Sim Hasera, quotes the Shat from the Mordechai, the Yochet means the Yochet Ham Yuchot. And they should give that Ali to the Rav. The biggest time of problems. Like the Gemara says, but Terek Echad, Terek Am Yuchad, that you should pick out a Mufchadikah Behemah for the purpose of the meeting. Terek Echad Asra Becher, Terek Am Yuchad. Here also they should pick out the Rav, that whoever they machabed with the Siyum HaSefer, whoever gets that last Aliyah of Chosin Terek, it means that they're implying that he is their Rav. That he's reconfirming his dismanus. He's just reconfirming his appointment. Why should that be so? Why should that be the last Aliyah? Why not say Aseret HaDibros? This has been held in the different communities, what he gives the Rav. Some place they give Aseret HaDibros, some they give the Shira, some place they give the Pesachet. We should do it. So, long enough wrong thoughts like that, I think from the next anecdote, that they gave the Pesachet after to the Rav. This has been held, yeah? Shishis, what are different homes? What's happening to Shmoneh Pesukim Shabbatera? But perhaps because in the Shmoneh Pesukim it says that Moshe Rabbeinu died, and then we read Moshe Rabbeinu died, but we still have you. We're appointing you, Bimkai Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe, I don't know, I guess, maybe that's why, whatever the reason is, but according to that shot that the Ramah quotes in the end of Arachai and the end of Arachai, that the Yochid Kariyot means the Yochid HaMiyuchot, the greatest Tamachachim from the Shul. So then our celebration suggested that maybe the calling them up to that aliyah is not some like getting a mitzvah. Maybe that's like being a shliach tzibur, because they're reconfirming the fact that he is their manhig, the manhig of that tzibur. Then to appoint the person as a manhig, the Derech Eretz requires that he should refuse the first two times and only accept it the third time. So that's why we call them up three times, and along with the reshus that the the Gabbai reads that says that you call him up three times, and then you say the last time Amor Amor Amor, you say three times. But even without that, you say three times and you should go up.
So what
the
reason
I'm not going to be able to do it is because you're refusing it, so there's no time. So there's no time. No. Meshachas complains that that's not the pshat.
Even
worse than
if
they get
timer. If you have a good timer, then
you know,
you try to
at the end of the fifth lashon of Geula, the question of the Hevesi, the process of the Hevesi, Eskamel Ha'oret, Menasati Yosef Lachem Bo Rasha, Ani Hashem. The Gemara in Perek Yishmael says that Moshe Rabbeinu had his prophet what the pshat in Bo Rasha is. Moshe Rabbeinu himself wasn't sure what the pshat in the Chumash was. But his brother dictated it to him. He had a topic whether Marosha means the same as Yerusha, And Marasha means no. Later they're going to get, but it's not yet a Yerusha. My Nachimina, the Beroi Slotkoi, wanted a Pishnayim from their father. The father was a core of his family. After their father died, after Slotkoi died, the daughters wanted Pishnayim that their father would have been entitled to an Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to divide Eretz Yisrael, the Chalitza of Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there is a din, B'chol Hashem Yimotzei Lo. Father has to keep Tishnayim to the Pekor, B'chol Hashem Yimotzei Lo, B'muchzov V'lo B'roi. The Pekor is only not for Tishnayim and what the father has at the time of death. If the father doesn't have it yet at the time of death, the father Esh gains this money after he died, then the son doesn't get, the Pekor doesn't get Tishnayim. Moshe Rabbeinu had a topic, but Eretz Yisrael already belonged to Avraham Avinu, or to Mazakhin Yarisenu, in Moit Avraham Avinu already belonged to Bnei Yisrael. And Avraham died and went to Yitzchak, Yitzchak died and went to Yankiv, and it belonged to Slotcha ben Chayfer, belonged to Chayfer, the old Eretz Yisrael. And then when Chayfer died, Slotcha was entitled to get a Pishnai, that was Mufta. Or perhaps no, and it's not the Yitzchak of Chayn Mor Rasha, doesn't mean Yerusha, it means Mor Rasha. We'll get it in the future, it'll become a Yerusha, it will become a Yerusha, but it wasn't yet a Yerusha. Maybe Eretz Yisrael was Ra'ui, maybe it's not yet Mufta. But then the Rav Shom told him, came to Eretz Yisrael, Dovois, not in Tikkunahem, he gives him Tishnayim, that Eretz Yisrael is Mechzakas, may have the same, and he may have Zom Avim. That Mor Rasha means the same as Yerusha. So how come it says Mor Rasha? So why doesn't it say Yerusha? Chori has to say that Mor Rasha doesn't exactly mean, Mor Rasha doesn't mean the same as Yerusha. Also, the word Marasha Beirot, it doesn't mean a Yerusha. It's not exactly the same as Yerusha. There's a difference in English between an inheritance and a heritage. And not the same thing at all. Okay, you have heritage foundation. A heritage means a different thing. An inheritance, if I inherit my rich uncle, he died and I get the money, I can do whatever I want with that money. I can invest all the money in the bank, I can gamble it all away, I can bet on the horses, I can buy sweepstakes tickets, I can spend part of it, it's too far, I can give it away, I can do whatever I want. A heritage means that I got something that I have to treat, and it's with certain rules and regulations to make sure that it's passed on to the next generation properly. And I have limitations of what I can do with it. The Torah is called a Marasha, and Eretz Yisrael is called a Marasha. Eretz Yisrael is a Yerusha. The Chor gets Tishnayim, it's Mukhtar, it's not right. But it's a Mayrasha. We are not the Balabat Mora, so to do whatever we want. We cannot decide one side. We're going to give this away to the Egyptians, we're going to give that away to the Syrians, we're going to give this away to Lebanese, we're going to give away different halakhim in the very Tishnayim. It's not ours to give away. It is ours. It is ours, but it's not ours to give away. If it would have been a Yerusha, if you want, you can sell the whole Eretz Yisrael. Get a couple of $1 million, sell the whole Eretz Yisrael. And buy a different country. But you can't. It's done by Russia. It means it's a heritage. It's given to us that we are the Bible and the monster, so we have certain restrictions. You have to make sure that the whole thing is transmitted over to the next generation. The same in the Torah. So as long as I'm giving it to Torah as a Yerusha, but not a Yerusha that we can snip off and do whatever we want. We can't decide to sell away the whole Torah to someone else. You have to transmit the whole Torah in its entirety to the next generation. Okay, that's the Pirush Amilas of Mor Rasha in contrast to Yerusha. Parsha, the Chumash tells the way Moshe Rabbeinu went to be Mispala to Hashem, Kitzeiti Asalir, Efret is Kapay al Hashem. Ayetim Moshe Rim Kara Asalir, Ayetim is Kapay al Hashem. When he left the city, then he died. Why couldn't he die in the city? Because it's Kostesh and it's because it's Lamed Gimel. And Teretz, at the very end of the Parsha. Why did he die in the city? The Rashi says, the Tokoy here, Lo Yis Palim, Kishoyitim Malaya Gilulim, quote the Medrash Rama. What do you mean? It's like New York City. Well, they have Gilumin. No, it means it's full of Avodah Zarah. It doesn't mean they had dogs. It's a dirty street. It means they had Avodah Zarah. So what? You're not allowed down when there's Avodah Zarah. And the answer is yes. Because Avodah Zarah is the same as Golo, the same as Tzoya. What's the definition of Tzoya? Why is it that you're not permitted to daven? It says in the Chumash. You shop to the Chisuit, it's a Sefer. It says, Yosh, you see Mechal Adi Necho, you say to Machna Alei Becho. Even the soldiers in the army, the soldiers in the army have to be careful, Mishum Zoya Meraglaim. have to be careful not to run to the Gusha from Mokka Matuna. So I have not. Those who are not the army, you have to be careful. Kavachayma. Even Mishach HaKak, you have to be careful, certainly more so, Shalai Mishach HaKak. So we're not permitted to daven or to have Dibay Torah or anything to Mokka Kinopis. What's the definition of Kinopis? Something that has a very terrible smell. So what if you have a chemical that smells awful? A chemical that smells exactly the same as the same as other things that you're not permitted, the same as Merag Lai. You're not permitted to daven in the presence of that chemical. It says in the Pasuk that it's neutral. The Shuvah quotes in Hilchos Shchita, the Ramah says that if you had a chef to behem in a slaughterhouse, which is very filthy, and you can't say a bracha, he tells you, what do you do with saying the bracha? Not about to say the bracha in the slaughterhouse. So the Darkei Shuvah quotes, and what if the slaughterhouse is not filthy, but it has such an awful odor because of the blood? The blood has a terrible odor. So he says, that doesn't prevent you from reciting a bracha. He says, the blood, even though it has a bit odor, or any other chemical that has an awful odor, even before you used to, after a while you get used to the odor, but even before one is used to it and you find it very annoying, it's permissible to recite a bracha and to learn and to daven. Why? Because that's its natural state. The only time one is forbidden to daven if they recite Ram Shadidush in the presence of Soy Merag Lime is if something disintegrated. If you had, let's say, food, and then the person digested it, and it decomposed, when matter decomposes, and it comes out as soy on their line, or it comes out as ki, a person throws up vomit. And the vomit has an awful odor, but that's called decomposed matter. It used to be, the food used to be in a good state, and now it got destroyed and it's an awful state. But if that's the way the thing originates, you have a chemical or you have something that has an awful smell, but that's not considered an object in a decomposed state. So even though it has an awful reyach, you're permitted to daven unless the reyach prevents you from being mechavit. It's a different problem, but it doesn't prevent you from being mechavit. Just find it offensive. So there's no, it doesn't have that lockup soil. So here, the Derech Kodecho writes in his Sefer HaKiddush, he says that Avodah Zarah is always called Avodah Gilulim because it has the same status. And sorry that one is not permitted, but I'm not sure what you should have. One is not permitted to daven in the presence of Avodah Zarah, like one is not permitted to daven in the presence of Soya. Why? Because Avodah Zarah is also decomposed matter. Why? Because originally it used to be Mutar Bano, and after somebody worships it, it becomes Asur Bano. So when the matter becomes Asur Bano, that's cool. Decomposed matter. Even though you can have the same cross, let's say there's one cross that somebody worships and another cross that the guy didn't worship. They're both religious symbols though. But this one is Osman and this one is not. So the one that's not Osman, even though you find it offensive because it's a religious symbol, but it's not decomposed matter. That's the same as the offensive odor, which is not a decomposed matter. But the one which was worshipped, the one that was worshipped, the one that was used for the purpose of Ketubis or whatever, and it's Osbano, that's considered decomposed matter.
First of all, that was throw to the public.
No, that's permissible.
That's
permissible. No, he is. But the Tzukim compare Avodah Zarah to Gilulim. Not some in the Lashonis of the Medrash and the Gemara that it's called Gilulim. In the Lashonis in the Tanakh, in Chumash in the Tanakh, it's called Gilulim. So the Pasuk says that this type of decomposed matter is the same as Golo. Because it's Pasuk, I don't know. Gemara has a comment in Masechta Sanhedrin that you're not allowed to keep it around. The Jewish people have to be serious. Then you're committed to joking. How can you commit to joking and become Tavarizar? Well, my Rabbein told me that the reason why is because the Gemara means to say that the Jewish people cannot speak of Avarizar as serious. Can't. And the Gemara says it's simple for Navi like that. Korabel, Korat Nevo. All funny descriptions of Avodah Zarah. Because it's not shy that the Jews should speak of Avodah Zarah with respect or with dignity. Or not only respect and dignity, just with a straight face. Not shy. They have to joke around. That's why throughout Tanakh, Avodah Zarah is referred to as Gimulim. I just read recently an essay where a prominent Orthodox rabbi, the closest of an Orthodox rabbi, has an organization for the purpose of the unity of the Jewish nation. So he gets carried away with us. He wants to unify the Jewish religion with the Christian religion. He says we shouldn't look down, blame it right, we shouldn't look down on the Christian religion. And we shouldn't think that our religion is the only true religion. We're the only ones that have anything good to offer in the world. We have to not only tolerate the Christian religion, we have to respect it. update our own religion. If we don't update our religion, we just think that we have the whole truth already. Nothing but truth, nobody else has anything. Then our religion will fall into, become a fossil. It's no good. So we have to respect the Catholic religion and incorporate into our religion. It's a direct quotation, but it works. When it says it works, you know, I'm not capable of saying it's over a chocolate. It's unbelievable. We have to incorporate those aspects of spirituality and religiousness and rootedness from the Catholic religion into our religion. And he says, as our teacher and as our master, Martin Buber. Our teacher and our master, Martin Buber. This is the man who quotes Rabbi Soloveitchik all the time. He quotes in public, speaks in public. And he's an Orthodox rabbi. He lives in Riverdale. And he's a very prominent thinker. And he has his own organization for the unity of what? For the unity of Christianity with Judaism. That's the purpose of his unity, Christianity and Judaism. There are some things that just can't unify together. Christianity is Avodah Zarah, I think so. And he writes in his essay, so it has to be Mechash, he writes in his essay, I think the rabbis were wrong that they declared Jesus a false Messiah. He was an unsuccessful Messiah. He didn't succeed. He's a fellow, he says, Moses didn't succeed either. Moses wanted to bring the Jewish people to the chosen land. He didn't succeed. Abraham wanted to... Abraham wanted to get all the non-Jews to convert the Jews. He didn't succeed either. The prophet Isaiah didn't succeed either. So Jesus didn't succeed either. Not in the why call him a false Messiah? He was just an unsuccessful Messiah. He didn't reach his ultimate. But he's a nice Messiah. This is the first 2 pages. 20 pages more. I have no good book in here. Our master and our teacher, Martin Buber, refers to my brother Jesus. Our brother Jesus, he says, writing parentheses, I find it hard to say that. He has a great respect for Martin Buber. Why has he respect for Martin Buber? Who is Martin Buber? Martin Buber. Some man wrote a lot of books. Respect for him. He quotes what he says, even though he finds it hard to utter that from his lips, our brother Jesus. But he finds it room to write. Anyway, the Torah says that Avodah Zarah is called Gomel. You're not permitted to be misfollowed and nothing like that. That's soya. And you're not permitted to speak about Avodah Zarah with a straight face. You know, you have to speak with Leitzon. That's the only head to Leitzon is on Avodah Zarah. Some people only have Leitzon against the Chachmei HaTorah. You know how to make fun of the Gemara, you know how to make fun of the Torah. You have to update our religion. But they speak with their heritage about Christianity. That's exactly what the movement of unifying all of the Jews will lead to. If you want to unify Baruch with Arur, which don't mix together, Rashi quotes on non-veracious that Eliezer Eved Avram suggested he wants Yitzchak for a son-in-law. Let Yitzchak marry my daughter, to part of the partnership with my daughter. And the Medrash says, no, ain't Arum is Abed for Baruch. You can't join together. Some things just cannot join together. But the person is so naive to think that he's going to blend together Orthodox Jews with Reformed Jews. Reformed rabbis don't believe in God. There are Reformed rabbis. Reformed rabbis say how bad the Reformed movement is. That you can be a Reformed rabbi without believing in God. They didn't, that's not a chiddush. It's not that the Orthodox say. The Reformed rabbis have printed how bad their movement is. You can be a Reformed rabbi without believing in God. So the person thinks that he can join together the Orthodox with the Reformed. So the same person can think, you can join together the Jewish religion with the Catholic religion and have them work together in peace and harmony.
Can you study history? Discuss itself. It's
a country that worships Islam. There is a thing that you're not permitted to study a religion unless it's the story of an Islamic. If Islamic doesn't apply to any student in the college, of course. And I said, I'll teach you how to read it. The Rambam quotes, which I'm not saying you're not permitted to study religious studies, religious symbols, or the history of the religion, or to study my religion. Unless it's for rabbis, it's necessary to respond. You have to know what the race is. First, we're going to have a debate with a priest. You have to know something about the priest's religion before you attack. You have to know what he's talking about. So I'm the Hamayna. What, every student in a Jewish college is going to go into the... deprogramming business to get the Jews to Jesus to return back to Judaism. It's not so. It's not that Islamic. Is that light on it? This week is a special Haferet Shabbos to Rosh Chodesh. We don't blame the regular for it. At the very end of the Navi Yeshaya, which the Haferet concludes with, the next Haferet of Yeshaya, also says, "V'hoyam yidikodesh v'chotshim v'day Shabbos v'shabbat v'yodah v'adot v'shkafos v'fonai Omar Hashem." So the Medrash, the Yalkut Shemani has a comment on this topic, that B'nai Yisrael throughout all the years of Golus were yearning to be Oyla Regel. We daven in Musaf all the time. Alein Hosefes and Penazah, and so on. The Bashem should build a Beit HaMikdash, we should bring the Chabad Hosef. And we weren't, we didn't have the ability to be Oyla Regel all of those years. But for the Shbarku, will pay us back, will repay us, Lassi Lavroi, and he will give us the opportunity to be Oyla Regel on every Rosh Chodesh. We come to the Oyla Regel and every Rosh Chodesh, an additional 12 times a year, in addition to the Yisholosh Regolim, in order to make up for the lack in Aliyah Oyla Regel that was missing all these years that we wanted to fulfill. So how did the Medrash types the part of the Oyla Chodesh Bechotsh with the Shabbos and Shabbat? So the Mogen Avraham in his comment on the bottom in the Zayis Ram, in the commentary on the bottom of the Yalkut Shemani, learns that Shabbos b'Shabbat refers to Yom Tovim. And it says you should count three things in Machar Shabbos. The Gemara says Machar Shabbos means the day after Yom Tov. Doesn't mean on Sunday. Maybe it's the best of some the devil took it Sunday, like the Shukim. But the Jewish tradition is that Shabbos means Yom Tov. So here also Shabbos means Yom Tov. So the Kotzik says that not only on Yom Tov, Shabbat v'Shabbat, even on Rosh Chodesh Moshe, there will be a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. You have such a similar phrase in the Pasuk, the Chodesh Mechach for the Shabbat v'Shabbat, and the Pasuk in Sefer Melachim, when the baby died and the mother was very aggravated and she wanted to run to Elisha HaNavi, who was the one who gave her the bracha that she would have that baby, but the husband asked, what's the matter? Why is she running to the Navi? The Chodesh Hayom V'Lo Shabbat. She said, I'm gone. She just wants to visit the Navi. She didn't want to tell her husband that the baby's gone. So what's the Pasuk? What's the Pasuk in the Pasuk? The Chodesh Hayom V'Lo Shabbat. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that this Pasuk will be right. The Chayav Adam HaKol Kanei Rabbo Go Rega. After visiting the Rebbe and Rebbe. So the Mephoshim on the Gemara, yes, will he stay there? He says, the Chodesh Hayom V'Lo Shabbat. He doesn't say a word about Rebbe. He doesn't say anything about Rebbe. It gives different difficult interpretations. Perhaps the Pashim Shabbat in the Gemara is that similar to this Pashim, parallel to this Pashim, I mean, the Chodesh B'chach with the Shabbos B'Shabbat, the first of Rosh Chodashim and the Sholosh B'Golim, so therefore the Navi says, the Chodesh Hayom V'lo Shabbat means that today is not Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Shabbos, it's not Yom Tov, so why are you visiting the Rebbe? The mitzvah to visit the Rebbe has a Shaychus with the mitzvah to visit the Beit HaMikdash. Aliyah L'Regel is on Yom Tovim, on Sholosh B'Golim, and on Rosh Chodashim, the Pashim says, but the love is going to be on Rosh Hashanah. But to visit the Rebbe is also should not be in excess of visiting the Beit HaMikdash. That's what the Nevi Yehuda writes in his tshuva. The Shari Tshuva on Arachayim, the end of Chelek Hei, it goes from the Nevi Yehuda that Chayiv Adam HaKol Kanei Rabbo V'Regel, he suggests, doesn't apply to Zman HaZem in HaTorah. The Gemara says it does apply. The Gemara Sukkah and other places says that the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam HaKol Kanei Rabbo V'Regel does apply even to Zman Shein Beit HaMikdash Kai. Now the Yehuda says only the Rabbanim. The right it only applies to Zman HaMikdash. What? He says based on his Mar Kiddushin, the end of the Torah, we cannot say that a person is obligated to be Mechabe the Rebbe more than he's obligated to be Mechabe the Shekhinah. So just like Kvod HaShekhinah is only twice a day, he says Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening, so you're not obligated to stand up for the Rebbe. Machloket, you're not obligated to, or you're not permitted. Machloket in Rishon, what the Pshat is, you're not permitted to stand up for the Rebbe more than twice a day. They're not obligated to stand up for the Rebbe more than twice a day. It's similar to that Gemara, that the chiyuv to be mechabed the Rebbe is not an excess of the chiyuv to be mechabed the Shekhinah. Here too, the Rebbe Yehuda suggests that the Zman Shel Beit HaMikdash Hayu Kayem, and there was an obligation of the right to visit the Beit HaMikdash, but then there was an obligation of the right to visit the Rebbe. The Zman Shel Beit HaMikdash Kayem, there's no obligation to visit. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of visiting the Shekhinah. But the Zman Hazeh wants to say that the Chayav Adam HaKol Kanei Rabbo V'Regel would only be Midei Rabbanan. But if one takes this equation seriously, that the Nevi Yehuda was Mechamish, then we can really see an association and a similarity between these two psukim. It is very next to the last pasuk in Yishai and that pasuk in Melachim. V'hoyam yidei chodesh v'chodesh midei Shabbos v'Shabbat v'yom kavosh v'shkachos v'fonah yom HaShem, that there will be Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Chodashim and on Yom Tovim. according to the way the Alpha Shimon was drunk. And the other person says, if the husband has to watch, why are you going to visit the Rebbe? It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Yom Tov. Shabbos meaning Yom Tov. The only question is, what do you mean, lost in love, or is going to be a mitzvah Ali or the Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh? How can that be? One of the mysteries of the Yamun, according to the Rambam, is that those are terrible looking mochlashes. That the mitzvah satara will not be changed. How can the Alpid Shimoni say that Lossi Lovet is going to be Aliyah or Regal on Rosh Chodesh? Omar Hashem? Is Omar Hashem? It's also a change. Okay, it may be. And then another question is, if this is Lossi Lovet, says, it will be lost in love, but up until lost in love, it won't be. So we drew a parallel to the Pasuk in Melachim, where it says, L'chodesh hayom v'lo Shabbat. So that's before lost in love. But it's before lost in love, and you don't have the chiyuv in the mechaber the Rebbe, and excess of the chiyuv in the mechaber the Shechina. So what does the husband tell his wife, L'chodesh hayom v'lo Shabbat? Why did they visit the Rebbe on Rosh Hashanah? Unless one should say, a chiddush nifla. Maybe one should suggest that Lossi Lover, perhaps the Jews yearned all these years to the Oyla Regal on Yom Kippur, when we daven all the time in Musar, that the Rebbe Shlom should give us the Beit HaMikdash. So the Rebbe Shlom says, okay, Lossi Lover, you'll do the mitzvah. I was going to be in the mitzvah. Perhaps the answer is that this is always a mitzvah to you. Perhaps Rosh Chodesh, if one visits the Beit HaMikdash on Chanukah and Purim or today, every Rosh Chodesh will come to the town and go to the Oyla Regal in the middle of nowhere after fighting nothing. It's a mitzvah to visit the Beit HaMikdash, but it's not the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rega. But if one visits the Beit HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh, and maybe even Bizman HaZeh, it would be a mitzvah to you. Maybe that's the pshat. But you see this big on this HaChomish, you see at the end of HaChomish La'ikur, gives you a list of mitzvahs that are mitzvahs to you. It's not what we used to do it, but if you do it, there's a key mitzvah on the level of the Rosh. As the Oris in the back of the Sefer on Ba'ikur, he has a few Mishalim of this. So perhaps one could suggest that that's the beer over here. Perhaps the Zman HaZeh Mifur or the Mabot, Mifur Yimot HaMashiach. Perhaps there is a Mitzvah Kiyumis, the Zman Ba'isvishim, the Zman Mashiach. Maybe there was a Mitzvah Kiyumis to visit the Beit HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh, to be Oyla Regel. But we're not Mechuyim. So the Rebbe Shlom says, look, Kindalach, you want all those years to fulfill, you're yearning to fulfill the Mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, so Lost Yisrael, right? Take that opportunity that you always had available to you, dying at the Oyla Regel on Rosh Chodesh, and then do it then. They make up all the missing Yom Tovim that you have. Maybe that's the pshat. There is a Gemara about Metzia, where the Gemara says, "Yo, I know they used to come to the sister, the Bei Rebbe, the Rebbe Yeshiva. They learned, but this way they learned." The Gemara says, "One day he came late, and he asked him, why was he late to the Seder?" Which we have to learn as well now. Why are you late to the Seder? Some Yeshivas, they throw the Talmidim out. In fact, some Yeshivas, they throw the Rabbeim out if they come late. Chaim Berlin, Mashgiach used to throw their Abbey in that when they came up. Wow. The Gemara says, well, yes, Eliyahu, yeah, no, how come he came late? So he said, today's Rosh Chodesh, and he had to go to the Morat HaMachpelah, and he'd get Avraham Avinu to wash Negelbot and to daven, and then to put him back to sleep, and then to get up Yitzchak to wash Negelbot, and he should daven, put him back to sleep, and to get Yankim to daven. So then they asked him, so why don't you do all three together? Save time, what do you waste time? He says, no, he's afraid if you get all three together, well, daven, they'll bring Mashiach. Rosh Hashanah doesn't want Mashiach. So all the others will daven together at the same time, they'll bring Mashiach. So the Maharsha has a comment on Ad Gemara, so why doesn't he wake them up every day to daven? But it's only Rosh Chodesh. And he says, it would appear from the Gemara that Rosh Chodesh, there is some type, he doesn't feel these chicken, this tackle. He just says that it would appear from Ad Gemara that and there is some type of an Indian of Aliyah L'Regel, that everybody has to come appear in the presence of the Shechina. So that's why even though the others are sleeping away all the time, all year long, but when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, and he assumes Shalosh Regalim also, even though his mother doesn't say that, he assumes that everybody has to be Oyla Regel in a sense. He wrote called Kurcha L'Snei Hashem, they have to appear in front of the Rebbe Shlom. So that's why Aliyah Navi has to go to wake up the others to have them daven, the way they fulfill their mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, coming in the presence of the Rebbe. So the Mashiach already had such a suggestion, without this medish, without this, maybe that's the pshat. And just as a comment, what do you mean, washes Negelbot for them? He said, because Tzadikim and Yisrael Kruim Chayim, it's like a living person who is asleep at night. When he wakes up in the morning, he washes Negelbot. It's not that we treat them as if they're dead. if that person just washes in, or he has no. So tzaddik and yisrael kufurim chayim, whatever that means, then he just washes negalot and they wake up and they die. Okay. I didn't feel well, that's why I wasn't able to prepare a normal shiur today. I think I'm supposed to be going out of town today. I'm not sure, I may not be able to go, but I think I'm supposed to be going out of town, in which case I won't be able to say shiur on Sunday morning. But to be neither on Monday, I'll be saying shiur. Yeah, I'm supposed to be sitting today at 1 o'clock. So he had 22 essays that he called Oisiyas HaTayr, the letters of the alphabet, Aleph Beis Gimel. He doesn't go, when he gets to Yud, he doesn't go Chof Lam, he goes Yud Aleph Yudeis, but that's what they call it after the letter. So he has 22 essays. So one of the essays is, he has interesting essays. So one of the essays is, what's the nature of the Yisurei Shabbat? Is it Yisach Gavra or Yisach Hefzer? What kind of language is that? Is it Gavra, Yisach Hefzer makes sense on food? Is it Yisach Gavra, Yisach Hefzer? Yisach Achim, Yisach, no, what should I have to say on Shabbat? He says, no. Is it an Easter that I'm not allowed to do melacha, or is it an Easter that I shouldn't mar the state? Doesn't mean I'm not allowed to mar my state of Shvisa. My body has to be in a state of Shvisa. Doesn't mean the day should be in a state of Shvisa. The world should be in a state of Shvisa. And I'm forbidden, the Nisa Chepta, I'm forbidden to mar the state of Shvisa that the whole world is supposed to be in. So he quotes whenever he has all the chakiris that he has, all of the yeses, he quotes 10 rice on one side, 10 rice on the other. Because the Nesivis says, this is famous, he said, and several other Achaim say the same, that it's an Isser Gavra, not an Isser Chepsa. That's what the Chassam Seif and the Beis Meir say, that we mentioned the other day. You can never have Chilul Shabbos B'Shevi Al-Tat, that's what we call the Yatzei. Because it's an Isser that I should not mar my state of Shviz. And then he quotes several rites the other way, and one of the several rites is the Gemara in Brochus, the Gemara says in Brochus, in Perikei Ledvarim, somebody mentioned it the other day. That you're not permitted to say Borim Yerihu Eish for Havdalah on a Nair that was lit on Shabbos, even though a Goy lit it. Even though a Goy lit the Nair. Why? Because the Malacha was done with it. What do you mean the Malacha was done with it? This means that if the nature of Shabbos is an Isach Gavra, that the Jew has to be in a state of Shvisa, he's not allowed to violate his state of Shvisa. So if a Goy did the Malacha, so the Mamish had to go, there's nothing wrong. So if not, Gemara would appear that it's an Easter Chepsa, so to speak. It's an Easter not to mar the state of Shvisa of the world. The world is supposed to be in the state of Shvisa. And even though a Goy, let's say a Goy plants climb, there's no Easter, that's a bit mushroom. Let's say if a Goy cooks pot of chalav, he hasn't done an Avera, but still, it's a Dova HaMetuach. So there also, if the Goy lights Nair on Shabbos, even though he hasn't violated an Avera, but it's called a Nair Shalai Shabbat. That a Malacha was done.
After
the comparison, but I mean, the whole Havdalah could have its own set of rules and regulations.
Why
you assume
that
then it's
reason that you're not
going to
do
Nesh Shabbat? That's what the Gemara says. You're not permitted to use a Nair that was lit on Shabbos. Unless it was lit for Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, so then even if it's lit by a Jew, you may use it for Havdalah. Why? Because that's Heter. So if a Goy lights a Nair on Shabbos, that's not as Heter as if a Jew lights it. A Jew lights a Nair for Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, that's a Nair for Shabbos. It's okay, you can use it for Abdullah. The Goy lights the Nair for himself, that you're not allowed to use. It doesn't make any sense. So the only way to make any sense out of it is to say that even though the Goy doesn't violate any Averi when he does Malachas on Shabbos, what he's doing, he's bringing about a Dovah HaMetuach, a Matzav HaMetuach, that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants the world to be in the state of Shvisa, not that the Jewish body should be in the state of Shvisa. Right, he quotes it. Rabbi Yosef Engel has this shayla, and then he quotes 10 rites on one side, 10 rites on the other side. So among the various rites are, this famous Nesivis indicates that it's an Issa Gavra, and then this Gemara in Brachas indicates that it's an Issa Chet. Heta Gomer, yeah. Why is it called a Nair Shenatis Ban Malacha? Huh? See from that Gemara, that's what it sounds like. That the Rebbeinu Shlom wants the world to be in the state of Shvisa, and he tells the Jews, you mustn't mar that state of Shvisa. The Goyim didn't tell, but when they do Malacha on Shabbos, they're really marring the state of Shvisa that the Rebbeinu Shlom really wants the world to be in. Like a Goy who cooks Pas B'Cholav, has a Gomer, he's not forbidden to, but he's bringing about a Dava HaMetuah that the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want. Right? Same as cooking Pas B'Cholav. Chayla the Gemara says it's has a Gomer. That's the kasha.
So you see that one is more hetagomer than the other, that this is mamish not called chilul Shabbos.
I don't know. You wouldn't think that
Moshe Rabbeinu, the era of Abraham, the Yitzchak, the Yaakov, the Kel Shakur. What does that have to do with what's happening on earth? Very unclear. The Rashi quotes in the name of the Medrash that HaKadosh was angry at Moshe Rabbeinu. Medrash comes by Dabur Elokim, by Dabur is a Rosh and Kosha. Elokim is Lidah Sadin. Name is a steer, and Medrash is a steer in the first person. The Dabur Elokim on Moshe Vayomer, Love Ani Hashem, Vayomer is a Rosh and Raka, and Ani Hashem, it gave up is a Lidah Sarakha, because it's a steer in A-Bay in the first person. Medrash says that first Hashem started off Dabur Elosh and Kosha Elokim, the Lidah Sadin, he was angry at Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, Chaval al the Avdin, the Lame Shtakhin, that he's not too thrilled about Moshe Rabbeinu, and why he complains about the way Hashem runs his world. Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining, Yashav Moshe al Hashem, Vayom, at the end of Parsha Shmoy, Hashem lama hari yotha lama zeh lama zeh shvachtom, na zvoti yofaru, elabu bishmecha, heira lama zeh lahashav hachal kare samecha, that he's, that Hashem is, that Moshe Rabbeinu is complaining about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, why did the Jewish people suffer? Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he's not allowed to complain. That the problem of Tzadik Vorallo is not allowed to ask that kasha. A lot of people ask the kasha all the time. Some people made a racket out of it. For the Holocaust, made a whole panos out of it. And keep on dashing with that Tzadik Vorallo. This was what Moshe Rabbeinu asked in the very beginning of Parsha Shmos, when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and he gave him the Nevuah that he should go to the Paramount of the Time and set free the Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, and if I come to Bnei Yisrael, they'll ask me Mash Shmoy, and I'll ask me Mash Shmoy. What kind of a question is that? Hashem says to him, Eke Asher Eke. Eke is one of the Zayin Shem Shem and Chotten that you're not permitted to pronounce unless you're reading the Pesach. He says, Eker Asher Eker. What does it mean, Eker Asher Eker? So the Rashi quotes from the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eye Yimayim Begol Azun, and Kishem Shahayisim Em Begol Azun, Kacha Yimayim Begol Yus Hachero. What does that mean? It means that some of the pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu says, when I will come to Bnei Yisrael and tell him that Hashem sent me as the Shliach to be goel them, so they'll ask me, Mashmo, they'll ask me a philosophical question of Tzadik Rabba, why are we suffering? What do we do? What avera did we do that we have to suffer? When you speak about a shem of a person or of a thing, you're speaking about the description of what the thing is. Speak about this is a table and this is a tape recorder and this is a chair. I mean, whatever the shem of the dover is, that's the description of what the thing is. Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're going to ask me, Mashmo, what kind of a God is this? Yes, he does. Why does he cause us so much pain and suffering? What do we do? What are we going to do? They're good people. They're good people. They're good people. They're people in the whole wide world. The interpretation of the dream and the plan, how to save all of the grain and so on. Why should all the Jewish people say, if I could have brought the Moshe Rabbeinu, if they answer that question, just tell me that they're not allowed to ask. Hey, you might be going to Ru, and hey, you might be going to be a lot of kashas, and you're not allowed to ask the kashas. Everything is on the table. And then Hashem concludes there in Parsha Shmoy, Reshmi, the Olam is Zechri, the Dor Dor. Rashi quotes from the Gemara himself and says, Reshmi, the Olam is Chosevot. I in Lamed Mem is Chosevot. Why? Because Hashem Hashem, Yudkei Vavke, you have to be Ma'ali. Is there Zechri, you're not supposed to pronounce Yudkei Vavke. I'm in the Beis HaMidrash, the Chutz on the English now. Is there Zechri, the Dor Dor, look, Hashem Shani Nikra, Vani Nikra, Ani Nikra, Yudkei Vavke, Vani Nikra, Ba'alek Dalek, what does that mean? The real shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, the real shame Hashem Vishlai Musay, Olam Hazeh, we don't really see it. We don't really see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says by Amalek, Yad Al Kei Kom, Lacham Hashem Amalek, Midor Dor, so Rashi quotes from the Medrash, why does it say Al Kei Kom? Why doesn't it say Al Kisei? Why does it say Kom? Why doesn't it say Yud Kei Vav Kei? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Ein HaKisei Shalom, Ein HaShem Shalom. So it's not that you have Amalek for Olam, the Kisei Hashem, the Malchus Hashem, the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incomplete, and the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is incomplete. Amalek represents the problem of evil. What is Amalek? What is Amalek that's happening in Israel? The Lord, the Lovoi, says that Amalek will be wiped out. So in the Mazel, we still have Amalek. You don't necessarily have the nation of Amalek around, but you have a lot of Ra, you have the problem of Tzadik V'Ralo. Seems to us to be a spirit, a Marisayin of Akasha. Avigadam, the Baruch Hu tells us it's not Akasha, it's not Akasha. But it appears to us to be a stark akasha. How come we have such a contradiction? It's the same one and only God who created the world, who gave all of the moral and the ethical and the religious principles. So how come there are such contradictions between them? How come the moral and the ethical and the religious people suffer so much? And how come the evil and the wicked people and the anti-religious and the non-observant and so on, how come they prosper? Look, this is two different gods. Look, this is no God. Two of us here. So that's the kasha of Tzadik V'Ralo Yoshe V'Tobi. It doesn't look like there's one God who created everything, who controls everything all along, because of these spirits. So that's what the Pasuk says, Ein HaShem Shalem, Ein HaKisei Shalem. The Yud Kei Vav Kei means the one God who created everything, who is Mahava HaTov, who runs everything, who controls everything. It's Ein HaShem Shalem, Ein HaKisei Shalem, because man that we still have Amalek around. Until Osi Lovoi, when Amalek will be wiped out, there won't be any problem of evil anymore, then we won't have any Kasha. Then it'll be Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what the Gemara says in Sochim. That Zeshmi Liolam, Zezichri, Lador Vador, Lokishim Shani Nishtavani Nikra, that's only Bailam Azeh. But Bailam Abor, when there won't be any Ra anymore, that is how it says, Vali Benehu, Yashem Melchakot, Yashem Echod, Ishma Echod. What does it mean? Bayomahu, Yashem Echod, Ishma Echod. What do you mean? And now there's more than one God, and then there's going to be one God, there's one God now also. So the Gemara says, no, that Lost the Love, it'll be Shma Echod, we won't use the two Shemes. Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's only by Olam Hazeh that we master the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, because it looks like Ein HaShem Shalom. There's a maritime to us as if that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not fully in control of the world. But it appears as if there's some other power, as if there are so many spirits. So that's why by Olam Hazeh we don't use the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. We use the Shem Aleph Dalet. But by Olam Habo, Shmoy Echot, there will only be one Shem HaShem, namely Yud Kei Vav Kei. And about the Yi Hashem Echot, so the Gemara says again that for Olam Hazeh, we believe that Nuna, we don't see that it's so, we believe that everything that happens is L'Toivo. But it appears to us that there are things that are not L'Toivo. So that's why, because of our perceptions, that's why when things occur, we say two different Nishkor Tabroch. Sometimes when it's a Shmua Toivo, so you say Ateva Metiv, and when it's a Shmua Roh, then you say Torah Dayanu Emet. So the Mishnah says that Kishem Shem Rav Malah says it's not Rav Malah Rav. The Gemara asks in Brachas, it's not Kishem, it's a different Nusach of Brachas. On the Shmuel's Tavis, you say Atei Vameitas, on the Shmuel's Rav, you say Dara Emes. So how can the Mishnah say Kishem? So the Gemara says, that means Kishem, that you have to be Mechuyiv L'Kabula distinctly. You're supposed to say both Brachas, Dara Emes, supposed to be recited with the same joy as you recite the Bracha of Atei Vameitas. What does it mean? You're supposed to believe that everything is L'Toivo. That's where you're supposed to be happy. The perception is that things, half of the things are not L'Toivo. Maybe more than half of the things are not L'Toivo. There's a lot of raw in the world. So that's our perception. But Alibidamis, it's not so. So because we're supposed to have that Amuda, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, is everything is controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that he does is really L'Toivo. So that's why you're supposed to recite the both Brachas, each Brachas is L'Toivo. But because our perception is not so, we don't say the same Yusach HaBrach. We say the Bracha of Dain HaEmes sometimes. So the Gemara says, at last we love when this problem will be resolved, and somehow then we will understand that everything is L'Toivo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will somehow make it clear to us that there's only one power in the world, and everything that he does is Mosheh, but then he won't say the bracha about Tzayiz HaMeizim anymore. He'll only say Atayz HaMeizim. He'll never say dynamic. The perception will be that everything is Mosheh. And the name of Shmayachod, we won't have to use, we won't have to be master, we won't have to be malim anymore, the Shein Yud Kev Avni. We won't be embarrassed. We won't have to hide it, there won't be any problems. We'll understand that everything is Mosheh. So the Rambam interprets the Pshat in the Pasuk in Parshat Ki Sitra. The Gemara says in Brachas that the request that Moshe Rabbeinu had of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Eli knows the Rachecho, that he asked the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you run your business? What was he asking? So the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, how come Tzadik Baralo Rosh HaMetodah? So the Medrash says he was asking him over here, the Rosh HaMetodah got angry at him. That's what he asked from day number one. Yomali Mashmo, why not? They're asking Akasha, why do they suffer so much? Rosh HaMetodah tells him, Eka Asherekeh. Tell him don't ask the kash. Then he says, Dashmini Yomali Zadzichu Bezavadot, don't ask how many kash. You're not supposed to ask any kash. And then when he keeps on pestering, he says, May Yom, Bosi Al Pair, Hera Lama Zadahatu Lahi Sata. Hashem says, Chaval Al Diyabdin Lai Mishtaf. He used to have biggest tzaddik, but they never asked these kashes. From Avinu suffered, he had 10 disyanis, and Yitzchak and Yankiv, they all had first. Nobody asked any kashes. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who asked. The Bonus one is angry, I doubt all the kids. So later on, Moshe Rabbeinu asked again. He thought it was an ace rupture. So he asks again, Hadiyeni Noah Zerachecha. Explain to me again. He asks the same question for the third time that's recorded in the Chumash. How come you have Tzadik Veralo Rosh HaRetobos? So Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, Samsicha B'nikra Satsur, and so on, then he says, Zerisa Tachoy Ra Yufana Lo Yerom. The Pash Pshat is very difficult. What do you mean? Zerisa Tachoy Ra Yufana Lo Yerom. I can only look at the Rebbeinu Shalom's back. You can't look at the Rebbeinu Shalom's face. The Rambam interprets what it means is Risa Sachaira, then at the end of all of history, the end of the history of the whole world, Olam Haba, that we will be able to look back in retrospect and understand that everything that Hashem did was in favor. That's Sachaira, looking back in retrospect. It's fun, I've been looking in his hand, Lo Yiro. You cannot understand, Lo Yirani Ha'olam Achash. A person cannot understand now, Olam Hazeh, how everything is with favor. We believe that everything is with favor. Not so wrong, everything is with favor. Except that the appearances are not so. Our perception is that it's not the Torah. So the Torah tells us that we're not supposed to ask this kasha. You don't have any terror. You're not supposed to ask a kasha that you don't have any terror. The Torah says you can't give a terror on it.
A lot of the Rishonim's mind is the question of Tzadik Baralo Rosh HaMetodah. So maybe they would say that when the Medrash says that this is bad, the Moshe Rabbeinu did it, the question, how can you do this? It's not that the Medrash is saying that you're not supposed to ask the question, it's just that the Medrash is saying what Moshe Rabbeinu wrong with that is complaining, saying, Rabbanu Shlomo, how could you do this? But maybe it's okay for a person to say, I believe the Medrash claims that everything from the historical is done, it's told that it's done according to plan, and I'm just trying to understand it if it's possible to understand it.
We'll see the way the Rambam learns the Mordechai book, and even the Rambam himself also talks about Tzadik Baralo Rosh HaMetodah. Rambam himself writes the Mordechai book, and that it cannot be understood. I met a Balabas who told me that he went to PA. He never went to the college, he went to Columbia. He told me he wrote a book on the kasha of Tzadik Baralo Rosh HaMetodah. He parented the whole kasha, so he printed it. But then in speaking with him, he's very nice guy. Speaking with him, it came out that he wasn't able to read any of the original sources in Hebrew from the Rishonim. He couldn't read the Kuzari in the original, the Marnavuk, and the Arabic, other than the Hebrew also not. He just read everything from translation. And he was just familiar with not even secondary sources. He was reading a handbook. He had a lot of handbooks. A Jewish philosophy. Tanya, he never read the Hebrew. Maram Yisrael never read the Hebrew. His whole parrot, he wasn't going to tell him what his answer was. After the book comes out, yeah. This whole parish is based on a lot of Kabbalah and things from the Zohar and from Yishayim and from everything, and everything was based on not even secondary sources. Everything was based on modern popular books in English, where they quote passages from Tanya, from the modern things. I don't know. Maybe he has a parish, but it's one hard to say Shtigl Torah without being familiar with the original source.
When you say open that, let's say not necessarily the end of history, but even like in, like let's say now, you might be able to look back on the teachings of time and see what the purpose of that was, and we might be able to understand the transformation or something like that. It was only lost above,
you know. The Gemara seems to say lost above. Gemara and Sofim at the end of Eloivim, the Lezach and Eloivim. Bayom Ahu, yeah, Shem Echad, Shem Echad, only Bayom Ahu. That's the question, when is Olam Habo? The Mepharshim on the Aryan can say it doesn't mean Bias HaMashiach, it means some later sense. I don't know exactly what that means. On the Yan Yankee, if I'm not Gemara, some of the question is discuss when is this Olam Habo going to take place?
Because this isn't all excluding Hekasher Ekeh from the Shemus that are
running in Mepharshim? No, Hekasher Ekeh, that's the Gemara, the Bryson and
Shemus.
One of the Shiva Shem Shem and Chok. The question is whether both Hashemus are only one of them. So we're Machna both, and the other day that's the Shadow, and both are only one. We're Machna. The Meshach Chachma writes that the Mini Goelim that people think that you're permitted to pronounce the Shem Ek Asher Ek is based on a misunderstanding of a passage in the Magid Meshon that Jason has in Sefer. He had a Malach who used to tell him what to say about Kabbalah in his dream. So he wrote a Sefer, Magid Meshon, and every time she looked at Magid, what the Malach told him. Some reformed rabbi about 15 years ago published a book analyzing, psychoanalyzing the Beis Yosef. What kind of a crazy person was it based on the Magen Shah? Like all psychiatrists. They know how to analyze everybody else but themselves. The Beis Magen Shah, he writes in the name of the Magid, Akasha, and a whole explanation. How come you're permitted to pronounce the Shem Akar Asher Ekeh? He gives a whole explanation why you're permitted to pronounce it. So the Meshach Chachma says he's not explaining that you're permitted to pronounce it Tamar Zohar. Oh, it's one of the Shem Shem and Chok. Just like we're Machmer not to pronounce any of the Zayin Shem. Some Rishonim say that the Yisrael could be Moti Shem Shaman, but some person says. The tradition against the Moti Shem Shaman, we are told that Hashem Lekech Atira. The Gemara says in the beginning of Murah. That the Yisrael could be Moti Shem Shaman, we are told that the Pasuk is Hashem Lekech Atira, the Nesem. Not to be made to Shem Shalom Vatol. Some say that the creation of the UK, who's a third person, some post in hall that that's limited after to the Shem, UK Vatke and Alav Dalu Nun Yud. That's the Shem of the Kehatir, only the Shem, UK Vatke, and the Alav Dalu, the way it's pronounced, that the King, and Shakai, and Svokas, and the others won't be permitted to pronounce. And then there's 50 years to put the other person and say, no, so they're all the Zan Shem Shem and Kok, and all the Shem fall under this sin. And that's Hashem HaKach HaKira, that you're not permitted to pronounce any of the Zayin Shemus. So what the Magen Meshon is saying is a different thing. He's asking, how come you came up to you, not allowed to pronounce outside of the Beis HaMikdosh? So why not say that Hashem HaKach should be such a high madriga like you came up to, maybe higher, maybe equal or higher. You shouldn't even be permitted to pronounce it, even when you're laying Kriyas HaKach, even when you're meeting a Pasuk in the Imam HaKach. And now he gives some kind of an answer why it's not on the same level or higher than you came up to. It's the same as Arad Dalin and Yud. And Shem Dalad Yud and Zvapeh and the other Shem is Kor, same as the other Shem, but it's not that it's lower than the other, it's the same. It's one of the Zayin Shem Shem Mokim, and therefore we're not permitted to pronounce it unnecessarily.
But what's the distinction?
You said
that some folks can make a distinction between Hashem
as the Shem Lekech HaTira, Moti Shem 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 Especially whether Aleph Dalet and Yud is the tree of the Ksiv or Yud Kei Vav Kei, or if the Torah tells us Zesh Midi Yom, Zesh Zichud and Dor Dor, you should substitute a different Shem instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Especially whether Aleph Dalet and Yud is the tree in Ksiv, that's the tree of Yud Kei Vav Kei, or it's a substitution. You put in a different, you say a different Shem. Zesh Midi Yom, Zesh Zichud and Dor 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 means you say a different Shem instead. The Rambam in Hilchos Agrees to Rav Kosef, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and Teret Sheni has all the dinim of Megadeh. So the Gemara says, HaMegadeh is only, HaMakal Shem HaShem is only Chayav Nisa, if he's Megadeh using the Shem HaMasoyrash. So what does that mean, the Shem HaMasoyrash? So the way the Gris Kirov reads the Rambam is writing three opinions. One might read the Rambam saying two opinions, but he reads another Rambam has three opinions. One opinion is that you only Chayav on Yud Kei Vav Kei. One opinion is that you only Chayav on Aleph Dalet and Yud. And the third opinion is Ani Yomer, the Rambam writes, Ani Yomer Shal Shneim Hu Nispa. The Megadeth is five kilo, whether he's Mekalel, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Mekalel using the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, either Shem. What's the Shiloh there? So, the Rambam explains in a safe on the Rambam that that's what the issue is. That one opinion is that you only Chayev on Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the Shem HaFarish. Aleph Dalet is not the Shem HaFarish. Allah says, Vesh Mili Yodim, Vesh 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 This is the kriya of the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. This is a substitution. Instead of Shem Yudkei Vavkei, you say a different Shem. But this is not the way to read the Shem Amper. That's the one opinion in the Rambam, that you only chayv on Yudkei Vavkei. The other opinion in the Rambam is no, that you only chayv on Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Why? Because Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the correct pronunciation of Yudkei Vavkei, and if you pronounce it Yudkei Vavkei, that's the incorrect pronunciation. That's only a Migdosh. In Migdosh, that's the correct pronunciation. In Chishna Migdosh, the only correct pronunciation is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That could be said. Lo Kishem Shem Nichtavani Mikro. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the correct pronunciation. Yudkei Vavkei is incorrect. I say, what if the guy's Megadis in the Migdosh? What if the guy's Megadis in the Migdosh? And Rav Soloveitchik, when he said over this Biur, the same Biur in the Rambam, same assumption that there are three opinions in the Rambam, and the same shot what the three opinions represent. He said, no. The only time you say that in Migdosh the correct pronunciation of Yudkei Vavkei is if there's some kind of a kiyum in the Migdosh. If you try to do something with Beis HaMikdash, or the Kengobos, those who are very young, keep in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're supposed to do something that you're supposed to do in the Beis HaMikdash, do something in the Mikdash that's supposed to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, then you say the correct pronunciation is Yudkei Vavkei. You pronounce the Shem HaMikdash Kisrova. But if the fellow is Megadif as Hashem HaMikdash, so then it's still incorrect pronunciation. He's not supposed to be Megadif as Shem HaShem anywhere. Not Mikdash, not Chutzal Mikdash. You can't say that the correct pronunciation now for this Shem is Yudkei Vavkei, just because he happens to be located in the Mokham HaMikdash, it's not that that's the correct pronunciation. It's not a Kiyum in Migdash when he's Megadif. So therefore, the only correct pronunciation will be Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The Rambam himself writes, Bani Yomer, Shal Shnei Munispa. But Yudkei Vavkei, Chutz HaMikdash is not an incorrect pronunciation. You're not allowed to pronounce it. Lesh Nidhi Olam Mahalev. You have to, the Gemara says, with Olam Chartavav, you have to be Malav. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, you have to be Malav in the Shem HaFarish. And even in the Migdash, when the Kohen used to do him mentioning the Shem HaMikdash, the Gemara says they didn't want everybody to know what the correct pronunciation was. So the Gemara says he used to have others sing a niggun, and he used to drown out with the niggun the voices of the Kohanim, so the Hamoinam and even the other Kohanim who weren't Roy Lekah. They didn't tell all the Kohanim what the correct pronunciation was. Only those of the Roy to receive Seder HaKabbalah. The Gemara says most of the Kohanim did not know the correct pronunciation of Yudkei Vavkei. And when they were duchen every day in the Beis HaMikdash, those who knew would say, Yudkei Vavkei, Kisovoi, it would be ground up with an egan as the others say. That's the shayla. So how are you yotze the duchen? If you have to duchen, you call wrong. What does it mean, call wrong? Call wrong means you have to scream at the top of your lungs. So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, call wrong means you have to duchen so loud that the people in the back row should hear. Loud enough that everybody should hear. So the shayla is, if you're screaming, the shame is out loud, and someone else is screaming louder, an egan. So the people came here, so how are you here? I don't know, that's the question. Someone asked, what about on Yom Kippur? It says, so you said, with Hashem, the Torah, Shirt, and the Sikh, and Gold, they heard the Shem. It doesn't say that on Yom Kippur, they were in Masjid. So how come the people didn't remember from Yom Kippur? And that's happened every year. Everybody forgot. Okay? Everybody forgot. I don't know.
And that Shem is the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Yom
Right, on Yom Kippur the Kengadol said the Shem Kipsova 10 times, said the Shem Kipsova.
But the Hezra and the Rambam himself
said. So the Rambam holds that Yudkei Vavkei is the correct pronunciation even with Kipsova, just that you're forbidden, Zeshmi Liolam Lahalim, you have to be Malim. But if you pronounce it Yudkei Vavkei, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is a Kree, it's not a substitution of a different Shem, it's the correct Kriya of the Shem of Yudkei Vavkei. So the Rambam writes, Bani Yayim Shashneim Hunis, that the Megadif is Hashem either with Yudkei Vavkei or with Aleph Dalet is Chayiv Skila. So Yudkei Vavkei is the correct pronunciation in Chutz HaMikdash, just that it's improper to use it, but it is the correct pronunciation.
And Aleph Dalet is the creative... The way that Yudkei Vavkei, that's something
to shame. No, the way they have it printed in the Chumash, in the Siddur, no, that's not the correct. The Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnayos...
No problem with that, the way they...
I don't think there's any... I don't think that's the correct pronunciation. I don't know, I've never looked. The Tosfos Yontif quotes three different opinions. On the Mishnayos Yemel, what, from the Kabbalah's form, what the correct pronunciation of Yudkei Vavkei is. I don't think any of them correspond to the way we have it here in
the... It's just the Rav
and the Yemel.
Sometimes they have it like the Elohim, when you're supposed to pronounce it Elohim, they have it with the...
Yeah, there's some not correct.
And when... Someone told me that this fellow has an opinion about Torah when he's reading Hashem, that he's supposed to look at the word Yudkei Vavkei and do that as Hashem, or he just, when he gets up to it, he doesn't have to look in front of it, he just, it's not...
Right. Is it a tree of Ksiv, or is it a tree of like Ksiv, and a Ksiv of like tree? Much has it true about that.
So what is it?
2 days come to the Bishurah, 2 days in the Rambam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of the parasha that he promises again, The Meshech Chacham explained in his commentary on Parshas Vayera that there are really 4 different aspects of this. They're not Dalet Geulos, there's only one Geulos concern, but there were 4 different stages and 4 different aspects of the Geulos. That they didn't have to work anymore for the Mitzrayim Avdus, and that they were removed from the whole society, from the whole culture of Mitzrayim. They were separated from the culture, and then that they left the land, they left their Mitzrayim, they left. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this as his nation, and then Behevesi Eschem El Ha'aretz is already the 5th Lashon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he's going to take the Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, how come we don't have 5 places? We will find 3 parts of the Gula. Behevesi is also part of the Gula. Why only other places? So the Ramban also mishrayt, and the Havdom at the Sefer Shmos, at the Sefer Shmos and the Sefer HaGolos VaHaGulah, that Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of the Haskalah, Haskalah Ha'olam, and Haskalah of the Jewish nation. The others are the Haskalah of the Jewish nation. Sefer Shmos is the Sefer Haskalah of the Gula. We didn't have the Gula. Either didn't reach Eretz Yisrael, get to the end. They don't even reach Eretz Yisrael at the end of Chumash Dvar. They reach Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Sefer Yehoshua. So he says, that's not part of the Gula. The Gula is when they have a Mishkan. They have a Mishkan. Soda Lecha Alei Aholi, quote the Pasuk in Iyo, when they have the Hashuas Hashkina on top of the Mishkan, so that's considered as if they return back to the status that they were in the days of the Yavush in Eretz Yisrael. That in the days of Avraham Yisrael, they lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they had Ashras Ashkina then. And when they went to Chutz Lorz, there was Shkina Imoim. And after Yaredim from Mitzrayim, there was a Golas Ashkina as well, but it wasn't so beginner, the Helam. And then later, at the end of Parshas Pikudei, at the end of Chumash Moed, you have the Binyan HaMishkan, and the Mishkan had a Gilui Shkina. Anan Hashem al Mishkan Yoyma, the very last part. Anan Hashem al Mishkan Yoyma, Veishti Elaylevo, Leini Kol Beis Yisrael Mechamas, and there's Mamon Shegilu Shechina, Leini Kol Beis Yisrael. There was a Hashurat Hashechina, the Gilui, no longer the Helen. So the Ramban says, that was the Gula. The Gula doesn't require that you should come back there. Doesn't mean if you have a Shtibel in America, there's no Gilu Shechina in the Shtibel in America. You have to have Gilu Shechina, that's called Gula. Still only Hachana, the Ikar Makam of the Mitzvah is only Eretz Yisrael. It's a different thing, but it says the Gula, technically the Gula is completed. According to the Rambam, you understand why they're only Arbukos, because they basically is another Hatzachas, another major point in our religion, the Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, but it's not part of Gula. Gula was completed after the Mishkan was constructed. Another suggests a different deer. Reish Arav, of course, puts some mistake on that. Rosh Bari and a whole different suggestion. And on Pesach night we fill a Kaisa Shal Eliyahu. What's the Kaisa Shal Eliyahu all about? Because everybody has a different notion as to what it represents. And he gives his suggestion. But it means that when Eliyahu Navi will come and the Jews will come back, Eliyahu Navi will come and the Jews will come back to Eretz Yisrael, we'll have the Gula Shleima. So then we'll have 5 Kaisas. We won't only have Arba Kaisas, we'll have 5 Kaisas. But right now the Haftacha Behevesi was never really fulfilled. But we went there to Yisrael and we kicked out. We came back to Yisrael again. We kicked out again. Now we're in the process of coming back there to Yisrael for the third time. So when we'll really fulfill that, when the Rebbeinu will really fulfill, the first 4 he fulfilled and they weren't reversed again. But it says to be Tati Yalti Vilakati Eskan Liliyam. And the fourth one, Behevesi, was partially fulfilled and not fully. So that's why we don't drink a toast to that haftacha, because it wasn't really fulfilled. When the day will come, that haftacha will be fulfilled. Then we'll talk about five kais. That's the kais shel aliyah.
So this means the last thing.
That's what he suggests.
So the first kais that they had on Eretz Yisrael after they came in the bus stop, they didn't have any toast.
Don't know when they started the Arabic case. I don't know how far back the Pakistan is. How close is it going with the Rabbana?
The other reason besides the Arabic
Muslim. Other Muslim, yeah. Tell me how other Muslim.
Where would they put the test code? If there were a test code, there's nothing to say.
Tomorrow has an exit. One time it says it. You want a fifth code. When I have a fifth code, it says you break up the hollow of the Muslim. The Gemara says, right from the Gemara talks about a fifth curse, but we don't have a curse Chamish. The ratio of crimes that lost the level we will have. No? We'll find out. Lost the level. We write in the parasha the way the Rebbe Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu again, Vadabar Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu, Vavod Abir Al-Karim and Ahasani Shalom and Tzimei Shalom Be'arco. That he goes back to his original story, what he said in Parasha Shmoyis, the same old story. That Moshe Lefnei Shalom, Hemerei Tol Hashem Ayla Be'ech Yishmeni Tarei, Gandhi Aras Pasoy. That's what he said in Parsha Shmoyis last week. He was punished last week. He was punished last week, but he didn't learn his lesson last week. He has again the same time as this week. And they are asked for assignment. The Rebbe Shalom spoke to him for 7 days in a row. And every day he had a different time of why he doesn't want to go to Paro. He said, I don't deserve. Mi anochi Hashem Elochem Paro. They don't deserve. They so don't deserve Gula. I'm an Aras Pasayim. It's a Hasavah's Gula on Paro. They won't believe me. He won't believe me. Mashmo, every day there was another Taina for 7 days. And the Baruch Shalom got angry. Rashi quotes on Parsha Shema. The Baruch Shalom got angry and he says, Halo Aaron Achicha Halevi. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash that the original plan was that you would be the Kohen, Moshe would be the Kohen and I would be the Levi. But now you give me such a hard time, so I'm going to take away fullness from you and I'll let your brother become. Aaron will become the Kohen and you'll be a Levi. So Moshe Rabbeinu was punished because he was giving the Rebbe Shalom such a hard time. So how come over here in Parshas there, and time is again the same old time of Ani Aral Sosan. He already said that in last week's Seder. The Rebbe Shalom said, Af Al Pi Chen, I want you to go. So what did he say again? The Neshe Chochma has a comment, Al Pi Halacha, on the Pasuk. He says that in last week's Seder, and this week's Seder, is a completely different story of what was happening. Last week's Seder, the Rebbe Shalom just sent Moshe Rabbeinu to do a mitzvah. To go deliver a message to Paro and that stuff. So whenever you're obligated to do a mitzvah, so you go and you do the mitzvah, you don't give the person a hard time. Let's say somebody asks you, they need you to be a tzaddik by a bris. They have no one else, they need you to be a tzaddik. They're not supposed to refuse. They call you up for an aliyah. They're not supposed to refuse. They want you to help the tradition itself. Digging a grave, doing a tar, whatever, if you're able to do it. So if they need you for a mitzvah, so you go and do the mitzvah. So the Baruch Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, look, I need somebody to speak to Paro. You go speak to Paro and give him the message, he has to let him in. He starts giving a hard time 7 days in a row, the Medrash says. 7 days in a row, it's Moshe Shalom says, 7 days in a row. He gave a different time every day. The Baruch Shalom said, what are you wasting time? I told you to go do a mitzvah, do the mitzvah, so he was punished. And this week, Sedra, Rashi quotes, that at this time, both Daber Parah, Melech Mitzrayim, and Shalom, the name of the Yarko, and right after this, it says, Vadab Hashem al Moshe Ralam by Yitzavim al Bnei Yisrael. Mazda by Yitzavim al Bnei Yisrael, Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Shema Yisrabo, Tiva Alem Lahanigo Menachas Velizbo Ostom. He commanded Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKoyen to take it easy when they're leading the Jewish people. What does that mean? That he now was appointed, Moshe Rabbeinu was now appointed as the Manik, to a position of sorority. He was appointed not some mitzvah to go to Paro to do a message. This was a meaning with sorority this time. He was appointed as a manager of Bnei Yisrael, which didn't happen yet in Parsha Shema. And that's why it says right after that pasuk at the beginning of Sheni, Eil Rosh Beis Avos and Bnei Ruvain, Bnei Shimon, Bnei Lishmos, Bnei Levi, Bnei Gershon, Bnei Kohat, Bnei Merari, Yikachamar, Yechavet Azos, Bnei Yitzchak, Bnei Yisrael, Aharon, Korach. It gives you the whole Yichus and then it stops. What is this doing over here? So Rashi says, מתוך שהוא כך ליחי שיפטו של לוי עד מושה ויערון ושל מושה ויערון since the Torah had at this point to write the יחס על מושה רבינו נערון it was necessary הוא כך ליחי שיפטו של לוי into מושה ויערון so therefore הוא כך ליחי דרך כל דרך מירות so the Torah begins from moving Shin and Levi and then it stops the main thing really is Moshe Yaron and why is Mitoch Shuhuska Kliyacha Shifta Shalevi why was it Huska Kliyacha can we got the whole Pasha we don't know who Moshe Abenu is there's anything in the end of the Rangers. It's said in Parashat Shmos. Why do you have to repeat again who the Yiddish is? The Meshach Chochma, the Bruce Barov explains, the Meshach Chochma writes the thing. But the Gemara has it in, if you're not permitted to appoint a person to a position of Sarare, if he doesn't have a good Yiddish. The Gemara runs up in the Pasuk, the Gemara in Yeramas runs up in the Pasuk, Sam Pasuk Malach HaMelech, the Kefalosh and Weiss Sam Tatsim, there is an Achleik HaSatanai, where you say, Dibba Terek L'Shem and Yodha, so L'Shem is full and don't necessarily ever mean anything. So no, we pass like Rabbi Kiva, that Lo Dibba Terek L'Shem and Yodha, and we always Darish and L'Shem is full, whenever it says Hanik Tanik, or Hashiv Tashiv, or Achayach Tochiyach, whenever the Torah has a Kefalosh, so means something. So what do you mean over here? Sam Pasuk Malach HaMelech? Same question. The Gemara says, Yivam is called Nesim as the Mashma. Not only is this a din in Melech, this is a din in any position of Sarora. That was, Same question, Malach HaMelech, Nikera Bachecha Tosim Malach HaMelech, Lostucha Lotzalach Yishnacha Yashaloy Achicha Hu. That for all Nesimas, for all positions of Sarora, you're not permitted to appoint an Adam She'ein HaMeyuchad. You can appoint a Ger to a position to the president of the Gerim's Club. Okay, why you to have a Gerim's Club? If they would have. You can point a gear to the president of the Gemara. But to appoint a gear as the president of the SOI, to have Sarora over other Talmidim, if the president of the SOI is a Sarora, that's the question. It could be that it's only a job. That depends already what the president of the SOI does. If the SOI only has a pitcher's drive and a sperm sale and a work and the Chagigis, and the president has to go be safe of all of this on his shoulders, but that's not a position of Sarora. But if the president of the SOI has in his power to kick out some students, to kick out some rabbi, to change the president of the university, if he has any power, then it's a position of Torah. So then you're not permitted to appoint the person to a position of Torah over others if the person who has the Torah has less yichus than them. Has to have at least the same yichus or better. That's learned up in the past, it's the same person. It's called the same as the mash. All positions of Torah. That's what the person said, Isha also, you're not permitted to appoint an Isha. Melech Olam Alpha. The Isha you're not permitted to appoint. A one who has a Shvachi Yichus. So the Torah now is recording, Vaydav Hashem Moshe B'lam Ha'tzav Mel B'nei Yisrael. What was Vaytzav Sivalem? Lahanhigom B'nachas V'lim Kolosom. They were appointed now as the Mahigim. Is the Mahigim of B'nei Yisrael. That's already a position of Surah. So that's why it says, Mitzach Shehus Kekliyachei Shevet Levi Ad Moshe V'yaron. The Torah wants to write that they will be Yuchas, so it writes what the Yichas is. And then Derech Agav, it writes, starts from Reuven, Shin and Levi, and then it stops. Starts away from Reuven. So the Brisker Rav has a comment that the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns that in the Pasuk, the Hisyat Rishon Ima, in Parshat Zahal Oysa, when Moshe Rabbeinu commanded, Eschel Yishirimish, Hashem Yedai, Tikihem Ziknei Ha'om Yishoytra, he should gather together Sanhedrin Gebel of 70 people, Machlekes Hatanaim, Rabbi Yudin HaChachamim in the first mission said, and with Moshe Rabbeinu makes it 71, and no, Moshe Rabbeinu is not part of the Sanhedrin, so the Sanhedrin only has 70 men. Machlekes Hatanaim. So the Pasuk says there, His Yat Rishon Imach, and they should stand there with you. So there's more comments, Imach, Zaynimach. Imach doesn't only mean with you, it means they should be Shabbat to you. What then, Shabbat to you? So the Gemara says that they have to be Miyuchos, just like you are a Miyuchos, just like you have a decent Yichos, so too they have, the members of the Sanhedrin have to have a Yichos. Being appointed to become a member of Sanhedrin is like a position of Sarora, and you have to have Miyuchasim for that. Then the Gemara says, and how do you know that you're not permitted to appoint a Baal Mum to be a member of Sanhedrin? So the Gemara says, oh, that's a Pasuk in Shir HaShir. It says, Kulach Yafa Rayasim Mum Ein Bach. That's referring to the member of the Sanhedrin. Mum Ein Bach, no physical blemishes. The face between Sanhedrin is bothered with Akasha. There is another Gemara in Chorus that says that Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Baal Mum. The question is, he was a Tzatzeh, Tzad Moshe. Does it mean he really was a Kasher, he was a Baal Mum, but he couldn't speak well enough? The Gemara says, ah, Kasher Valira. You can't see Moshe Rabbeinu Baal Mum. If they say Moshe Rabbeinu was a Baal Mum, shouldn't say that. It's improper to assume that. But we know that since Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Baal Mum. I was a Pshat Pat, but it's not Moshe. I don't know. Yeah. A man is about to call, but he learned his tongue. I don't know. The Rambam Hasumis claims that the Pshuddha Shalmikra means that he didn't speak Egyptian. But Moshe doesn't speak Egyptian, he's a foreigner. He speaks Midyanish, he speaks other language, doesn't speak Egyptian language well. He says it's not Kavod Hashem that he should be the representative of the Moshe, because he doesn't speak
Egyptian. Isn't it
hard to
say that he didn't speak Egyptian?
He was away for so long?
Yeah.
The person lives away from the country for many years. He's not in touch.
But
all
that
he was
eloquent,
he
could express himself.
Oh, but not that he was a Talmud. So the Tosis in Sanhedrin is bothered with a kasha based on that statement of the Gemara in Chayris. The Gemara says, "Mikena tisa the Moshe Rabbeinu Balmum," that it's improper to attribute to Moshe Rabbeinu a physical blemish. That we're assuming that he wasn't physically a Balmum. Why do you need an additional topic, Mishira Shirin? Pull off your father, right? You have to be in Bach, that you're not committed to appoint the Balmum to be a member of the Sanhedrin. Why not just line up in the same part of the Siyatu Sham Imach, Imach the Daimim Loch, the Daimim Loch the Yichus, and the Daimim Loch the Mumun? The place is the answer, a little place is in front. The place is the that it's more mistaken to assume that the process, the Siyatu Sham Imach, the Daimim Loch only applies to Yichus and doesn't apply to Mumun. More mistaken. Why is it more mistaken? The Azazel writes in the Sefer HaChumash, because here you see in the Torah that one who's appointed to a position of Sura has to be a Miyuchas. Here you see it by Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Vayera. That's what you find by the Melech also. But here the Torah says it as far as Moshe Rabbeinu is man. So when the Pasuk says, Yisiyat Hashem Imach, they should be appointed. You should appoint those who are similar to you. Just like Legabi you, I stress, Huskat Liyachais, Shifta Shalevi and Moshe Liyar. So who are the others who will be appointed? But as far as the woman, you never find in the Chumash that it's stressed, the fact that he wasn't a Balmum, and that's why he was appointed as the manik of the generation. And that's why he cannot learn out from the fact that he happens to have not been a Balmum. He happened to be a giant also. The Gemara says he was very strong, and he's very tall, dark, and handsome, and he was a lot of things. So you're going to say that you can't appoint a person to be a member of the Senate unless he's very tall, and very strong, and very handsome, and all these things, and very rich. Moshe Rabbeinu was very rich, Chafin, Gibor, Asher, Anas, the whole work. You say you can't appoint a member of the Senate unless he's very rich. No, why? Because the Torah never stressed the fact that he was appointed because he was rich, and he was appointed because he was tall, and he was handsome, and he was strong. The Torah just stressed the fact that he was appointed as the Manig Ador because he had a good yichud. So that's why when you compare the other members of the Sanhedrin to him, it's Yad Shusham Imach, Imach is done enough as far as the yichud is concerned, not as far as the lack of movement. This is a very difficult passage. This passage that Rashi can. By Dabar Hashem and Moshe the by Yisavim al Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, "Diva Aleim lahanigam menachas v'luch by Yisavim al Bnei Yisrael." The El Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Vahotzi is Bnei Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says, "El Paro Melech Mitzrayim." Quotes a Medrash, "Siva Malach Lachlok LeKol V'Divrei." After the Zoch commanded Moshe the Aaron to be kind with Bnei Yisrael, Lizbalos and Benacha, and to be respectful to Paro, even though he was a Melech Rasha, to be Mechabed the Melech Rasha. And a third thing, Lahotzi Bnei Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, that's the third Mitzrayim. There are three different parts to the piece. He mentioned on different occasions the Marsham writes in one place the name of his brother that whether you're obligated to be Mechabed and Melech Rasha depends whether the Chayim or Lacha Moisa. The Marsham quotes that if the Yerushalmi learned that, if the brother was Mechabed, he should take the favor of Yerushalmi and Megillah. So if you're only obligated to be Mechabed and Melech Rasha and Chayim, but Lacha Moisa, not. But there's a lot of kashas of this Yerushalmi based on it. That's why Yelachayim now, this is the 100th anniversary of Ben-Gurion's birthday. Mm-hmm. So I don't think anyone will deny the fact that Ben-Gurion was a Rashi. He would have been the first one to be proud of the fact that he was a Melech Rosh. A Bichayah of Kodman that he was alive, that he was a Rosh and Emshalah. The people who were Mechabedim. As it says over here, there's an obligation to be Mechabedim Melech Bichayah. As long as he's doing a good job of running the Medina. So you were Mechabedim. Not Mechabedim only for the sake of Khalifa, to get Chassodim from the Orthodox Jews. You have to be Mechabed and Melech Rosh, Bechayev, if he's doing a half decent job of running the Medina. But after the guy's no longer alive, then the Pashtus says that not only are you not obligated to be Mechabed, it's forbidden. Pashtus forbidden to you. Then the Medama Milsom Milsom, just because Rabbi Soloveitchik and Dr. Belkin Zuchan Rosh were Mechabed and Ben Gurion when he came to the Yeshiva many years ago, so you see that the Rabbanim here from Torah Ramadish seek to hold the Akhenim Mechabed and Melech Rosh. So therefore it's a right that we all have to be Mechabed the Melech Rosh and Allah HaMas. There's no two-stop, that's the difference. The Tosh to say Malach, the Chilukh is the Chayash, Allah HaMas. I'd like to say the Rambam Sheet is about to be Mechabed parents who are not observant. So the Rambam writes in Tosman that the Chiyah Tzibur Aviyem applies even if the parents are Rishoyim. And the Turin there they ask that it's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Metzi and here at the beginning of the first half of the Mahidah Nesha, Tosman Kuvish Nasa, that if the parents are Rishoyim, there's no thing of Tzibur Aviyem. So in the yeshivas they say that this is the Torah. So the Gemara there happens to be talking about Lach HaMoisai. So that's the chilek. The Mechaayim, there is an obligation to honor the parents, even if they're Rishayim. Lach HaMoisai, not. What's the Hezber? The Hezber is a difference. The yeshivas have a Hezber too. As the why the chilek to Mechaayim Lach HaMoisai. Maram Shik has a tshuva. He explains the whole story. Why Mechaayim yet? And Lach HaMoisai not. So Rashi quotes the Medrash that these are three tzivuyim. This is a difficult topic by Tzadim El B'nai Yisrael, semicolon. And Bar Melchim Shayim, semicolon. Lahotzi as B'nai Yisrael is as if it were written for Lahotzi as B'nai Yisrael. And the third thing he was, Lahotzi as B'nai Yisrael, they had to say. Three different things. Very difficult topic. So it's Nima quotes that Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah on this topic that it's not three different things. Rashi himself says that this is between the Drasha. Pshuto doesn't seem to be like this. What's the Pshuto? Rashi says, Lefi Pshuto. Rashi gives another Pshuto. So the Yerushalmi has another Pshuto. By Tzavim al Bnei Yisrael, by Palam al Mitzrayim. They commanded, after the God commanded Moshe and Aaron to speak to Bnei Yisrael and to speak to Paro about the same thing. Lehotzi is Bnei Yisrael and the Eretz Mitzrayim. They have to speak to Paro about letting free the Jews. They have to speak to the Jews about letting free the Jews. Ma'akalanan, I have to speak to the Jews about letting free the Jews. They're ready already. What's the Shabbat? They're 100% ready. No, the Rashi, so the Yerushalmi says, he was mitzvah them at that time on the mitzvah of Shiluach HaRodim. When they will be freed, Likisei Yishtachmon, they will be freed, and they will become rich people, and they will have Avodin Ibrim, and Eved Ibrim, they should send the Eved Ibrim free, at Sheish, and at Yoivom, whatever the din is. And how do you know that that's Pshat? So it's a Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Yerushalmi quotes, Adol Dixit in Yirmiyah, Perek Lama Dalet. So the Yerushalmi only quotes one part, in the Ketchel Hashem, Tishalchu Ish, Ishachit Ho'ivri. But the third Nima quotes the rest of the parasha there. Chol Amar Hashem, Anochi Karati Bris, Asadaseichem B'yom Hatsi, Oysam Yeretz Mitzrayim, Yubeis Avadim Leymar, Nikei Tzal Hashem, Tzalchu Ish, Tzalchu Ha'ivri, Ashi'im Achol Lachol. It says in the foolish. Karati Bris, Asadaseichem B'yom Hatsi, Oysam Yeretz Mitzrayim, Leymar. It says the same, that that Bris was made with the Bnei Yisrael at the time that they came out of Mitzrayim. So the Yerushalmi interprets that that's what this pasuk is referring to. By Tzavna of Bnei Yisrael, Palam Elchim Shayim, you have to command the Jews and command Paro about Shiluach Avodim, Kol Echad, Kisim Adrikosis. Tell Paro he has to set free these slaves, and tell Bnei Yisrael they're going to have to set free, they have to be Mekab, along with this now, they have to set free their slaves, and they'll become free later. This Yerushalmi is apparently a partial mocker for the Rambam, it's not a full mocker, for the Rambam in the Hilchos Melachim, and he writes that about the history of mitzvahs in the world. So he says that originally there were only six mitzvahs. Adam Rishon was given six mitzvahs. He couldn't have the din of Edom and Achai, the Rambam says, because he was forbidden to eat basar. Right, and then Noah, after the Mabul, Noah was put.